Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
She doesn't start the drama, but she will stop the show. I'd like to welcome a very good friend, Dolores Catania.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so happy you were able to be here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's jump right into it. I want to know, how is your family doing? How is Gabby doing? How is Frankie doing? Frank, and especially Paulie.
Oh, well, everybody's doing really well. Gabby's a thriving vet. I mean, I would take my dog to her even if she wasn't my daughter. She is so amazing at what she does, and it's her lifelong dream, so she's living her dream, which I'm happy. Frankie is as well.
Great.
Doing wonderful. Frank Catania is very busy these days. He is a fan favorite.
He is.
For sure. I mean, this guy can't even walk down the street. They love Frank Catania. And so he's doing really good. He loves it. He's a nice person. So he likes people to embrace him and say hello. He's, you know, that's Frank, right?
Big time. Yeah.
And Paulie and I are doing really, really well.
So nice to hear. So where is Frank living now? Is he still in the house with the kids, or did he get his own place?
Stay tuned.
Okay, stay tuned. And I also want to talk about how we met, and we've known each other for almost 5 years.
How long it's been? And you've grown so much. I mean, 5 years in your life, Jack, is a very, very long time. So how old are you now?
I'm 19. We met when I was... I would say 15.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember where we first met?
We met at Siggy Flicker's birthday.
Yes, we did.
And you were there. You were just a little bud.
I know. I was so nervous. It was my first, like, housewife encounter kind of party. It was so nervous, but it was so fun meeting you and everyone.
Well, we all came to love you immediately. And, you know, one thing I want to say is, to your mom, what an amazing, amazing mother, the epitome of what a strong mother who loves her son
is.
You know, always behind you, Jack.
Like, he is always number one, always.
Like, she loves you so much, and she wants you to be happy and successful. And, you know, I've watched her. I've watched you grow, and I've watched your mom be behind you through all of it.
Yes.
Highs and lows, and we'll get into that, I'm sure. But,
yes.
Like, you know, just I adore her and your aunt, Rory. I mean,
yes.
You are very blessed to come from such an amazing family and so loved.
Yeah, and they all adore you, too.
We talk about
you all the time, how amazing you are, especially with our mutual friend, Carol.
Yes. Oh, I love Carol.
I talked to her today.
I need to give her.
Oh, I talk to her all the time about you, all the time.
Do.
And she tells me how amazing you are, and that because your brother is a police officer, right?
Right. So funny you should say that. That's why I want to speak to her, because my brother just had an anniversary come up of 20 years.
And congratulations!
Thank you. And her boyfriend makes badges, so I'd like to have a gold badge for my brother. Yeah.
Yeah, she adores you also. And then remember, we actually, another funny story is when we met up at Disney World right before the pandemic.
We met up at Disney World. You were going to speak to all the youth about all your things that you had gone through.
Yes.
And you planned, and you were so awesome, remember? People were so inspired by you. I mean, our lives are, we've been in each other's lives, like not just people that have met through the show, Jack.
And,
but just like we became so close, like an extension of family. And I want to say to the people listening that one of the best things that I have experienced through being a housewife is meeting people like Jack and becoming so close with them, you know, and it means a lot to me. And the people that I've met through here means a lot to me. So.
Yes. And you do so much good and you inspire so many people each and every day. I hope you know that, how many lives you touch.
I can't take credit for that because that's something that I enjoy doing so much. So I just want to say that, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, you do this, you do that. And I just, it's such a joy to me. So I can't even take any credit for anything.
I have to say, you're like a mother figure to like everyone. I remember that day in Disney in Florida, that day it was just like so cold and I packed the wrong clothes and you saw it was freezing and you went and bought me a sweatshirt and I still have that. I'll remember it forever.
You know, I'm not a scholar, Jack. I'm not.
But you have that wisdom.
And I'm not the smartest, the prettiest, the tallest, you know, the most athletic. I'm not the greatest of cooks. I try. One thing I will give myself the credit as I love kids. I love people, but most of all, I love all kids. I'm very empathetic to children. You know, I've seen a lot of, even growing up where I grew up, a lot of people went through different things. And I know what it is to be a hurt kid. I know what it is to be a happy kid. And I see it and I feel it through a child. Like, I just want to be there for everybody. I really don't. I want everyone to live with me, all the dogs and the kids and the adults can go F off.
You're hysterical. But also another thing that I will never, ever forget for the rest of my life. And I say it all the time because I am so grateful for when you, Jennifer, and Margaret came to visit me in the hospital during one of my chemotherapy treatments. That I will never forget.
Well, again, you know, when you do something, you meet good people through that. And we also met Johnny Strong, that day, who still battles, and his family have been through so much. And again, it's a gift to be able to be there for somebody. It's a blessing and it's a gift. And it's just the best thing in my life. So, we gave you some tea that day.
We did. Remember that whole fiasco? Do you remember that whole fiasco? I had to do damage control in the hospital bed when one of the nurses were overhearing the stuff and she posted to a Facebook group.
I didn't tell you all the trouble that we had gone into. It was like worse because I didn't want to like say, but you know, now you look back and it was still, how many years ago was that?
That was like it'll be 3 years ago in a few weeks, actually.
Okay.
Three or four. I don't remember.
They were really picky about stuff getting leaked because stuff was getting out so much and they were so mad. And that girl shouldn't have done that though.
I don't think she should have done that either. And then I found her on Facebook or Instagram and I DM'd her. I'm like, hey, can you please take that down? And then after that, I haven't like spoken to her. She would like look at me. She wouldn't say anything. But really, it was like, it wasn't like such an, even though amazing people there in that hospital, just like, it was a little much.
It was. So, but you know, again, you got to own it. So we were telling you stuff, right? We were. And that happened. So it's not all her fault. It wasn't the right thing for her to do.
She did apologize after to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, a lot of people don't understand what that means and the dynamics of the show, but we do. So it was on us, but it was worth it. We had a good time that day.
You made my day. You really did.
And it was all worth it.
I mean, the whole hospital was in uproar. Oh my God, look who's here. They were all coming. They're all looking. It was like crazy that day, but it was fun.
You know what? I say there's a saying that I have, Jet, and it's something somebody taught me a long time ago. A real problem is when you're in a hospital bed and everything else is just a situation.
I agree. So, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that was just a little tiny situation in the big scheme of what is going on in that place. Like, you know, these kids are fighting for their lives and their parents are going through so much, their families, their siblings. I mean, it's just, and the people that work there are true angels.
So. They're amazing. I have to say, all the nurses, all the faculty were amazing to me.
They were so good to you. I saw them. They were so good to you.
Yeah, I was actually there last Friday for a checkup. I haven't been into the city at that hospital location for over a year. Thank God everything came back normal. All my numbers are good.
Thank God.
Very yes.
happy for you.
Yes. And then, so what else? Is there any more stories we have?
Oh, we have so many. You know, I've watched your RHO and J obsessed
yes.
grow.
You watched it grow from a couple hundred followers.
Yeah, and you've stayed on it. You've worked so hard. You have a great understanding about the show, and we all know you so well. And you do a really good job, and you support us, so thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I want to thank you for having me in your life and being so amazing to me and giving me all this. I know you say you're not a scholar, but like you're like amazing. You know so much knowledge, so much. I don't even have the words. You're just like amazing to me, to everyone.
It's experience in life, Jeff.
Yes. So let's jump right in. We got like some questions for you.
Okay.
So I want to know, what was your experience filming season 12? Because it was, what was it, your seventh season in?
Yeah.
What was different about this season compared to the other ones?
Well, there's always fights, right?
And, yeah.
It's hard. It was hard because the fights were bigger, I feel like, than usual. Deeper than usual.
Yes.
There was a lot of outside influence that brought a lot of drama to the show. So that was very frustrating. You know, we're all coming off of COVID still.
Yeah.
And the world is opening up. People, I just think, are different. You know, Jack, I feel like there's a different vibe and there's a different air. I don't know, energy. It's kind
of
like, I just hope that things change and people soften up and there's a shift in the world somehow. But it definitely showed this season. I mean, if you agree with me on the frustrations in the world and how we're all so frustrated, all of us, short-tempered, heavy energy, angry. I just, you know, it's just different.
I mean, yeah, the world has changed from 2 years ago drastically.
Right. Right.
Yes. And also, what do you have to say about last night's episode? Because that episode was probably the craziest episode of the season with the whole dishes going at Margaret. Do you think that was crazier than the original table flip 12 years ago?
Do I think it was crazier? I saw, you know, in the moment, I did. I didn't watch it, by the way, because I had an event last night that I was at with Teresa. So
the American Dream.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So I think it was on the it was like this much worse, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different watching it on TV than when you're like you're actually there. So I'm sure it was so intense for you. And usually like you're the one to like break up all like that fight. Did you like have to get involved or things that we didn't see last night?
I didn't. No. Well, Louis was there, you know, usually.
Yeah.
So I think Louis took Teresa out, I believe, or something.
Yeah, it looked like everyone was like frozen in shock. So that like almost like no one moved. They were just all like, whoa.
Yeah. So it was a buildup. It was definitely a buildup.
Yeah. So where would you say?
Well,
I know.
What do you think? Well, do you think it was worse?
You know, I'm thinking about it. Like, I don't know. Just like, I don't know if it was crazier than the table flip or equal, because everyone would say nothing will beat the table flip, but they were both like
that's
heavy, crazy moments. So I don't even know if it beats it out, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you could tell us, but what are Margaret and Teresa, do they speak like, are they good? Are they the same after the reunion? Because I'm sure it was discussed. That was like a huge thing in the season.
I think that would have to be an answer for them. You know, I don't know right now where they stand. I know Margaret's been away. I haven't been able to speak to her. I haven't really spoke to Margaret. And I know, listen, are they at a party together? I mean, are they hanging out? I don't think so. But I think that's definitely a question for them, because I'm not sure of the answer there.
But in your opinion, do you think they can go back to where they were in season 8 or 9 ever? Or do you think this changed their relationship completely, that they can never go back?
In my opinion, I don't think that they can ever go back to what they were.
In the beginning.
I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't know.
Who knows? Who knows with this show, what happens?
Yeah, you know, you never know. You never know what happens. Life.
Tomorrow isn't promised to anybody. You know what? I take that back. I never say never.
Never say never. Okay. And what would you say your favorite memory with Teresa before the show?
Oh, it would have to be Teresa at the Jersey Shore. We grew up in a very good time. And yeah. I can tell you that the show has never changed Teresa. Teresa is exactly who she was 40 years ago.
Well, has like the show changed you and hers relationship at all or no?
No.
Because I know the show can kind of like put people against each other, but it looks like you and Teresa have stayed strong through it all, which is nice to see.
We had a talk before I came on the show, and she said, I don't want this show to come between us. And I agreed with her. And Teresa and I, if we have any differences, we talk them out, yell them out, fight them out, whatever they are. And we know how to handle each other. So that's what I'm proud of. And that's the friendship that we have, you know? We've gotten through a lot of things together. And like I said, if there's a difference or if there's something on the show that isn't good, we'll talk it out. And you know, if someday that doesn't work anymore, then it doesn't. But for now, it's worked and we've been good. And I'm happy about that.
Yeah, well, that's very good to hear, because I love you two as good friends. And I hope it like stays like that forever.
Well, people that are meant to be friends will stay friends, and people that aren't won't.
I agree. Well, where do you stand with Jackie? Because I know you got, was it either Jackie or you said that you guys have like kind of like a sister relationship. You guys kind of fight and then make up. Everything like kind
it's
of like
a love hate, like
love hate relationship.
Yeah. So I like Jackie as a person. I like her relationship with Evan. I like the friend that she is. I like that she's been so open and shared what she's going through. That's going to help so many people.
It will.
But I have a lot of respect for her and the things that she's done and what she's going through. And yeah, you know, I like Jackie. And I like that we can have our differences and get over them and move on to the next thing. Like, she's not looking to, like, hurt anybody, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And so you were recently, which caused a lot of chaos, you were recently with Miss Manzo in L.A. a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I was. So her and I filmed a cooking show that will be coming out. I can't say a lot about it, but it was fun. And we kind of, like, competed in a certain meal.
Oh,
so I'm not going to say one.
I'm guessing it's an Italian meal.
Yes.
Traditional Italian meal.
Yes, it's a traditional Italian meal, and it was nice to spend that time with her. Another person who never changes. The real people will not be swayed by the show. They will not let the show dictate who they are. They stay the same, true to themselves, and those are the people that I will always be friends with. There are people that, you know, lived for the show and let it define them and things like that. And they come and go, and you'll mm-hmm. see those people, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen quite a few myself. I've learned some lessons, but I'm still young. Sure, there will be much more to
learn.
There's
a lot of life lessons from watching the show, Jack.
Yeah. I said that because when I did Rory's podcast, she kind of asked me one of those questions. I said, well, I kind of learned a lot, like kind of like what not to do. Kind of, you know?
What to do, what not to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we put our lives out there for a reason, so that it's not in vain. I know there's a very young following. This is a culture within a culture. Like, this is a, there's the, look at BravoCon, Jack, another experience we had together.
Oh, yes. How could I forget that? That was so fun.
Which I think they're going to have it this year.
I hope so.
I think
it'll be in the city or somewhere else?
I hope the city, it was supposed to be when it was canceled, so that would be good. And I hope more people get to come. I hope that the tickets aren't so limited.
Yeah, that was like crazy with the tickets. I remember I was on like four different devices and I didn't get one until I went on to StubHub a few weeks later and I was able to find two tickets, thankfully.
Yeah, unbelievable, because a lot of people didn't. So I would like to see the people that really want to come make it. And that was an experience. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Bravo has a very big fan base. So I do hope they do it again. Because, you know, I would love to go to that again. Yeah, so I want to get into the reunion as much as you can say. Can you describe this season's reunion in three words?
It was never a dull moment. And it was exciting. It was emotional. And it was funny.
And Andy, when you were recently on Watch What Happens Live, Andy said it reminded him of like early Jersey reunions. That when I heard that, it made me think of like family drama.
I think it was more like a lot of everybody had a part in it. Like it wasn't just two people fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't focused on two. It was like the whole, both couches.
Everyone got involved.
Going out. Everybody was involved. Every single person was involved.
Well, I read something, I forgot which website it was on, but they said some housewives were on kind of like the chopping block and they like redeemed themselves at the reunion. So when I read that, I was like, oh, they probably all went at each other.
Yeah, I don't really know about that. We have a very strong cast. And
yeah, and very strong ratings. Very
strong. Our ratings are really good, as you know. I mean, you tell me. I call
you.
We
were talking about this last week, yeah.
You know, I call you for it, so I'm asking you. Why would they mix up the cast if there was nothing wrong? Like, don't fix it if it isn't broken, right?
Yeah, and I actually asked Andy that when I went to Watch What Happens Live in the audience when Teresa was on the first time. I was actually able to ask him a question, and of course I had to be about RHO and Jay. I mean, I'm RHO and Jay obsessed, for God's sake. So I had to ask him, like, what was his philosophy about the cast? And he said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, which is right.
Oh, he said, yeah.
Yeah, so he did say that.
I agree with that. So I don't know that that was, you know, true information. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was accurate. I find that to be an inaccurate statement.
Yeah. So I do think that Bravo probably learned from New York and maybe Orange County when they changed up the cast a little bit.
It didn't work.
It didn't go so well. I mean, OC's having kind of a good season, but they were saying New York had like a record low last season.
Well, here's the thing. You got the family, the Bravo family, I don't like to say fans because, again, we're nothing without the team,
yeah,
the people, yeah, that watch it, the fans, the bloggers, the RHO and J obsessed. So we're nothing without you guys. But, you know, it's a family effort and you guys get attached to the people that are with. And then the relationships that are formed, the fights that are formed, the fights are even more meaningful because it's really two people that know each other, friends, family. So it's hard to cast. I understand.
Yeah.
People would like somebody else. It's easier for us. Bring somebody else in that I don't know, that I don't mind fighting with.
But also there's so much history that when new people come in, it's kind of tough. Like for Tracy and Michelle, who was on for a little bit last season, when they come in and get involved a little bit, people get mad, but like they're doing their job, you know?
New Jersey's hard to cast.
But could you see anyone new coming in? Like maybe them adding someone, maybe a new friend? I mean, Tracy's probably going to come back.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, when those cameras are down, Jack, I'm down. I go through enough living it.
Yeah.
Where I say to myself, like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want the girls calling me about a scene. I don't want to gossip about what's on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I just want to live my life and be who I am. I am Dolores on the show as much as I am Dolores off the show.
Yeah.
But I don't want to live it. It's fun. You know, it's sometimes it's very nerve wracking. Like leading up to the reunion, I was waking up with tight chest pains. Oof. And sweating and, you know.
I don't know how you guys, I got to give it to you guys. That's a tough day. I'm sure leading up to it is very like.
Day. It's a long day. It's having to look your best. It's working out and diet and dress and what's coming at me. And then we get the last bit of the shows all in one. And then you're like, who said what? And you go out of there, go on that stage, like, okay. And then And then, you know, are you going to be a housewife next year? So there's always that, this is your last thing. And then there's that one chance to explain what maybe you couldn't explain during the season is on that couch. So that's why the reunion is so, so important.
Yes. And it's crazy that New York didn't even have one. So I feel like the reunion is definitely needed. And also a question, I don't know if you could talk that much about it, was on the show, you and Jen were all good, but I feel like things kind of happened while the show was airing. And that's kind of why you guys were put on the same couch. And like, what happened? If you could say a little bit about that.
I really don't know.
You don't know. Okay. I guess we'll have to wait and see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have another question about you and Dina Manzo.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got that question a lot, was like, what happened to Dolores and Dina?
Oh, we were friends. So we were friends years ago. Dina and I never got into any type of fight. We didn't have a misunderstanding. Sometimes friendships have an expiration date, you know, or you take different paths in your life and they don't connect with you anymore. There's no connection anymore, right?
Yeah.
So Dina went one way, I went one way, and we never met up again as friends. But there was never a fight, a falling out. It was just a, you know, I want to say like just kind of a gradual separation.
Just like grew apart.
Yeah, you grew apart. That's all. That's all it was.
Okay. And then for my final question is, what is your rose and thorn for the season?
Oh, my rose. Jeez. So my rose was my softball game that you were at. Another experience we had together.
Yes. How did I forget that? Oh my God. That was so, I had the best time ever.
I'm having it again, guys. Whoever wants to come, it's going to be in June. So it's going to be.
Oh, I thought August.
No, I'm going to move it up to June. They're going to switch the tickets, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so fun.
It was so fun. So much fun. It was such a nice break from all the fighting to see my friends on the field.
Everyone come together.
Everybody come together for a good cause. We raised a lot of money. The crowd had so much fun. I mean, you were, did you see?
The energy. Oh my God. The energy there with so many like diehard New Jersey fans. They were all there. And then I was walking by and some people recognized me. Like I'm a part of like the show, even though I'm not, I'm just a fan page, but it was like, it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. But yeah, it was so fun. That night was like so fun. I can't wait to come this year.
3,000 people, Jack.
How much money did you raise?
I was so stressed out. Like nobody's buying tickets. It was 110 degrees. But
yeah, it was so hot that day. I remember.
So much fun. Tiki Barber and Frankie had a double play. And Frankie turned to me and he was like, Mom, never in my life did I think I'd be standing on this field and have Tiki Barber throw me a ball. And I just did it like a double play. Like, it was just, and all the people in the stands were so nice to each other. Like, I know people were trying to get pictures of us. And we had restrictions because COVID was still a thing.
Yeah.
And people were trying to get pictures. And even if somebody jumped in front of each other, it was like, okay, and you go first. And I get chills talking about it because that day was one of the best days of my life. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was so fun. And everyone was so nice, so sweet. And, you know, that was just a really, really fun night.
Yeah. But
you think it's going to be filmed this season again?
Yeah. Well, I can't say, but you might want to come to the game, guys.
Well, I'll be there 1,000%.
Thank you.
Because I want to come and support everyone, and especially you.
Thank you.
Because you're like my biggest supporter, so I want to do it back.
Thank you. You always do. Yes.
Thank you. And I think that's all the questions I have. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. I know you're super busy.
Oh, I'm just going to go work out. And I hate it, Jack. It's like poison. But now that I fully got me a trainer and he pushes me to do my best, you know?
You look amazing. What do you need to do? You look amazing. Fantastic.
I gained 4 pounds. You know, when you're in a relationship, you're happy, you eat a lot, and this thing. So that's what happens.
Oh, actually, I have one last question before we end. Why has the season been so short, last season and this season?
You know what? You've asked me that question before, and I don't even know. I don't know. You think I could ask the boss why he made a decision like that? I don't ask my boss's questions. I know.
I want to ask. I need to find like his phone number. I'll call him up and be like, come on, these girls getting over a million viewers and they can't even get updated intro looks. I mean, you got yours and Margaret.
I finally got mine.
But it's like 2 by 2 by 2 and they need to update the graphics.
I know.
Ew. Well, and you guys deserve it. Wait, I don't get it.
Just let me mention one thing. How is Dubai? Did you see Dubai's like...
I saw the oh my god, it looks so, I saw the teaser, it looks so good. Like,
I'm looking forward to the lifestyle.
I feel like it may give Beverly Hills a run for their money.
Well, it's gonna
be unintended
thing, you know. You can't swear in Dubai.
I know there's a lot of rules and people were like, oh, what are they gonna do with all these rules?
I'm
excited to see it because it's like a different culture, so I'm excited to see that.
Me too. I'm looking forward to that. Even the lifestyle, the clothing, the beauty of it all. So yeah,
I love that promo that they did. The little
promo's
teaser.
Insane. It's like, yeah. Whoa. Do you know when they start?
Sometime in June. I think it was early June, on a Sunday.
I can't wait, Jack.
Me too. I'm excited.
Me too.
All right. Well, thank you again for being here. I hope you have a nice day, a nice rest of your day, a good workout.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.